araw ng pagtatapos sa Sydney English Academy.
Yay! Graduation! Graduation!
We've only got a couple graduating today, but what a couple.
Ito ay isang di formal na seremonya, masigla at magiliw, tulad na lamang ng nais ng mga may-ari ng nabanggit na paaralan, ang mag-asawang Mick Edwards at Sam Milton.
The students' experience is about who they meet, what relationship, whether it's with other students or with staff or with us. They remember those things, you know. You want a very personal feeling in the school.
Yaon ang kapaligiran na sinasabi ni Mick Edwards na pinagtrabaho ang mabuti ng paaralan para linangin.
Because there's any way to compete. Where we are, we're surrounded by, there's two other big schools here, and they're, you know, big schools as in multi-million dollar companies. And we've survived, you know, for 15 years by just having that niche market.
Taong 2001, nang simula ng mag-asawa ang kanilang paaralan sa Manly, matapos ang pagpupulong habang nagtuturo sa isa sa mga mas malalaking paaralan sa Sydney. Sa kanilang paaralan, ang mga klase ay may pinakamaraming bilang ng mga estudyante o maximum na 15. Ang mga social activity o gawaing pakikipagkapwa ay ginagawa 2 beses kada isang linggo, dagdag sa mga ginagawang surf camp tuwing weekend, at si Sam Milton ay nag-aayos din ng mga homestay placements. Ngunit ang pagsisimula ng mag-asawa sa negosyo ay isang mahirap na pag-aaral upang sila ay makapag-transisyon mula sa pagiging mga guro patungo sa pagiging mga negosyante.
Fairly early on, we realized that we had to be an accredited school in order to be able to enroll students on student visas. We had to have an accreditation, and that had a whole lot of requirements. So we started working on this huge policy document.
Ngunit isang malaking bahagi ng palaisipan ay kulang pa rin. Yun ay sa simula pa lamang kung paano sila makakakuha ng mga estudyante.
When we realized the importance of overseas agents in that sort of equation, Mick was really good at just going out there to try to recruit agents, emailing them and introducing the school. And we had a lot of agents really saying, but we don't know you.
I remember one agent in Switzerland, and we must have been in contact for 3 or 4 years, just sending in emails. And I say, oh, I'm coming over, just say, you know, if you want to meet. And, you know, he'd say, oh, no, we're fine with our schools. And then just suddenly that changed, and the agent said, oh yeah, we'll try working with you.
Ngayon, ang Sydney English Academy ay mayroon ng 200 ahente o agents na nagbibigay sa kanila ng mga estudyante mula sa iba't ibang panig ng mundo. At sa loob ng 15 taon, sila ay nakapagturo na sa mahigit 6,000 estudyante tulad ng 18 taong gulang na si Beatriz Obiani mula Brazil.
I like here because the location is perfect. It's close to the beach, you know. And I like because it's a small school, so everyone knows everyone.
At si Mayuko Fuji mula Japan.
Teacher is wonderful, so if I have a problem, teacher always help me.
Ang mga estudyanteng tulad nila ay gumagawa sa sektor ng matinding pag-aaral ng wikang Ingles o English Language Intensive Course sector, na kilala rin sa pinaikling tawag na ELICOS na maging isang pangunahing industriya ng export. Taong 2014, ang sektor na ito ay nagbigay ng $2 billion sa ekonomiya. At habang lumalaki ang nabanggit na sektor, ganun din ang negosyo nila Mick Edwards at Samantha Milton.
In the original first year, we sort of, it's probably under $100,000, obviously under $100,000, maybe 70 or 80, something like that. But now that's obviously increased tenfold over over the years.
Ngunit sa ganitong uri ng trabaho, sila rin ay madalas na apektado ng mga hindi inaasahang mga pandaigdigang pangyayari.
I think we just moved in here when 9/11 happened and everyone stopped traveling. So we've taken on a bigger
space.
We've
had SARS, we had bird flu, swine flu, we've had so many.
The Australian dollar, you know, that's for a couple of years there from about 2012, 2013, where the Australian dollar was so high. I mean, suddenly what you're selling is 30% more expensive than it was a year ago.
Sa muling pagbaba ng dolyar, sinabi nila Mick at Sam, sila ay haharap para sa kanilang pinakaabalang taon, kung saan nasa 100 estudyante ang inaasahan na darating nitong tag-init o summer. At ang kanilang pinakamalaking aral sa nakalipas na 15 taon sa negosyo, ang pagkatuto na magtrabaho kasama ang isa't isa.
We're still together, so that's a real achievement, I think.
I think Nick read in a book at some point, you know, rather than talking direct to each other, if you've got a comment or feedback or request, to actually email each other. And that just diffuses, you know, because you haven't got that tone of voice. And so we do that a lot.
SBS.
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 SBS. SBS Radio.